Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. I need some touching.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for all my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio. No, a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve. And this is a show for people who never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you've got a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call. 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, Lady Diagnosis, or Dr. Scott WM, and visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy, or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. Very good. All right. We have a very special show today, but before we get to that, don't forget stuff.drsteve.com for all your Amazon shopping needs. Stuff.drsteve.com. You can go to tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID for 33% off of the best earbuds on the market and the best, well, for the price, certainly, and the best customer service anywhere. And check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. And if you want to lose weight with me, I'm at my ideal body weight again, noom.drsteve.com, noom.drsteve.com. You get 2 weeks free and 20% off. You know, it didn't hurt to try it for a couple of weeks, see if you like it. If you do, you sign up for 3 months and then you cancel. It's great. You'll be much, much happier. It is not a diet. It is a psychology app, and it helped me in my regular life as well. And don't forget to go to premium.drsteve.com if you want archives of all of the Weird Medicine podcasts. It's $1.99 a month, and you can use offer code FLUID there as well to get half off for the first 3 months. So it's like $1 a month. Or you can go to drsteve.com and click on the little link, and you can buy all of the shows and get a 32-gigabit thumb drive for $30 sent directly to your door. All right. So in the studio today, we have a very special show. I have Cody Gilmer and Kim Smith. Cody is the synthesist and, I guess, lead guitar player.
I wouldn't necessarily call myself.
You are a guitar player.
Both Dan and I are, like, both rhythm and lead at the same time.
So he's one of the guitar players with Indie Ghost, one of three different bands called Indie Ghost on the internet.
Yeah,
you are the one with the Twitter handle Indie Ghost Band.
Oh, good to know. I actually didn't know.
You didn't know that? Well, no. I've been tweeting to you guys. Who is it that answers me?
Me.
Then?
But I just didn't know what I didn't.
He's a genius. The one thing you guys will realize, Cody's a genius.
Oh, whatever.
And we were supposed to get. It's so funny. It was probably 2 years ago. We played in my living room and made noise with Charles.
Oh, that was awesome.
Charles from R Hat. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to get together, man. We're going to get together. And then he comes in. And he's like, ooh, when'd you get the Moog grandmother? It's like two Moog fests ago. So
I'm a busy man. What can I say?
I know.
I'm just glad this finally worked out.
Me too. We have I've been talking about Indie Ghost for years. They're my favorite independent band. They're my, by far my favorite band that haven't made it yet.
Make them a heart flutter, Steve.
And well, no, it's true. Well, it doesn't matter. I would say, who am I? But I'm just a fan. But it is a big deal for me to have you guys in here. And we also have Cole, who has an interesting. I didn't give out your last name because I didn't know if you want your last
That's
name
fine.
Out there.
It's Lane.
And I don't know if you're is.
Oh,
it's
on.
It is.
Yeah, it was working earlier.
Okay. Why do I have no audio on you? Are you sure it's on?
Yeah.
Now it's on. Now let me hear. Uh oh.
Right, left.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. You're on the far mic, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I don't know what's happened.
Well, worst case scenario, we can share.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you and Cody have to share.
I'm going
to
get cuddly.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what's wrong. Okay, try it now.
Check once
there
again.
There we go. Thank you.
I'm back, hey.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
I've been on vacation for a couple of weeks. The shiny little yellow light means that track is off. So, dummy. All right.
That sounds like me a few shows ago.
Hey, have you ever checked to see if you're on Alexa?
I have not, actually.
Let's try it and just see. Alexa, play Indie Ghost.
I think you want to hear the song Indie Ghost?
No. Alexa, play Hexensohn by the band Indie Ghost. God damn it, Alexa.
The Ghost, rock, radio from Pandora.
Alexa, stop. Stop it. Okay, so we got to work on that.
Yeah,
you're not there yet.
Not, Alexa does not know who we are yet.
But you're on YouTube.
She'll know soon enough.
You're on YouTube. So anyway, I first saw these guys when my friend Charles was playing in a band, and then they were playing. Indie Ghost was playing before they opened. I can't remember what his band's name was back then where I first saw you guys.
Was it Waiting for Pavement?
I don't know. And then we were just like, we hear Indie Ghost, and we're like, no, fuck those guys. Because I remember your lead singer, Randy, said, well, this is our last song. We got to let these guys up. And we were like, fuck them!
I remember that. It was all downhill from there.
He was my friend. So anyway, yeah, so you guys play around the Tri-Cities, but you've been moving around a little bit, right? You guys are playing in some bigger venues, I hear?
We've been playing all over the place. We actually have a tour coming up in the beginning of September with Horseburner.
So where are you going to be?
Virginia. Hold on, let me pull that up on the phone.
Well, just in general, because we
in general,
we'll
we're going to be in...
We'll plug these gigs for you.
We're definitely going to be in West Virginia. We're also going to be in Ohio...
Kentucky.
Florida.
Oh, wow.
And,
Savannah, Georgia is the one I'm looking forward to going to.
That show might not pull through.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know.
Because I was going to plug the hell out of that one.
Well, here, hold on. Let me tell you exact places.
So you have a day job. So are you giving up your day jobs for this then now? Are you finally to that point where you can do that?
Yeah. It's pretty, my schedule's pretty easy to request off as long as I know ahead of time.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'm still right where I was when we last spoke, still at the old Wronghorn steakhouse.
Yeah. But
they
they
work with me really well, though. I get to go where I need to.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how can you do a southeastern tour if you've got a day job?
It's difficult, but that we make it happen.
I'm probably not going to be able to attend the Florida shows, mm-hmm. which I wouldn't look forward to driving that far anyways in a car. So, but everywhere else, I'm planning on going.
Yeah. So you guys all go in one van and just pile in the van?
We all pile in.
I've done this. You know, I was in a band. So.
Taylor's Jeep, and we got a trailer we pulled behind.
Oh, is that right?
Pay somebody to do it. $30, Allegiant.
Oh,
lie down there.
Oh,
and make somebody else drive it.
Man, I'm not putting my instruments on no plane.
Make somebody else drive it. And then
Okay. I see what you did there.
Cole, you're looking for a job? Is that what you're...
That's what I'm saying. I'll drive it.
Yeah, well, the thing about these guys, and well, I say guys, I mean that in a gender neutral way. So stop using gendered language. But I'm the thing I like about Indie Ghost is they are basically one of the few psychedelic bands that are out there. And I'm 63 years old, so I grew up in the 60s. Everything was psychedelic at one point, and then it went away. It's like, and then all of a sudden I walk into this place, and here's you guys. You people doing, you know, psychedelic music, and it really blew me away.
Tickling my heartstrings.
Very, very inventive. They're very clever, and I like cleverness. I like virtuosity wherever I can find it. And these guys are down on their knees, dicking around with pedals, making sounds while they're on stage. I love that, too. Anybody that has the balls to just put their, you know, guitar around their neck and then get on their knees and start fiddling with pedals, making sounds. I love that.
We love it too, actually.
It's
never thought I'd be playing that type of music.
Seriously.
When I started playing guitar, I actually started on acoustic, and I immediately bought an electric and got into a it was more like it started as a Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Wow.
In high school. And then that very quickly changed into heavier and heavier. Oh, of course. Actually, no. Now that I think about it, we never played a Led Zeppelin song. We just got together because of that.
I see.
And then down the road, it got heavier and heavier until it was, at that point in my life, just too heavy for me. And I immediately retracted and went into acoustic and ended up going to ETSU for the bluegrass program.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I never knew this.
Oh, yeah. I got a minor in bluegrass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I love the program. Obviously, I'm not going to say anything bad about ETSU Bluegrass, but I just ended up feeling like I was just around a bunch of Tony Rice clones, and I...
Don't know who that is.
Oh, I know, right? So I ended up, when my previous band that was more folky, bluegrassy, split up, I immediately wanted to do what I never thought I would want to do, which is pick up the electric guitar again. Just due to the electric guitar is so sensitive.
Yeah.
And it always used to scare the hell out of me because I like playing a string on a stiff board of wood pretty much.
Yeah.
Found an SG, fell in love from the moment, was talking to Dan and who was in the previous band with me, Rickshaw Roadshow. And yeah, I know, right? So we immediately started. I like that. I agree.
I found a recording of you at ETSU in the bluegrass thing.
What?
Yeah, I sure did. Here it is. Let's see. Uh-oh.
Oh, my word. You would play this song.
I've never seen
Lester
that.
Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. Would you believe I know who this is?
Of course you do. Everybody does. Okay, anyway, sorry. That's really not him. That's the Statler Brothers doing Lester Roadhog Moran and the Cadillac Cowboys, All Right, Mighty Fine. And they would do a parody of, a country band. And you know how much talent it takes to play that badly?
Oh, I do, and it's pretty incredible. Yeah. They're one of my favorite spoof bands. Bands. I can't believe you played that. Like, I haven't heard that in years.
That's the greatest thing. I'm going to play some more.
Please do.
Don't take no wooden nickels.
All right, and howdy, howdy. So anyway, I love, they do an ad for Ernie's Egg Market. And it's Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right, mighty fine. So stupid. Anyway, but I digress. So you did the bluegrass thing.
Yeah, and like I said, I just felt like I was, I got too into it. I immediately were attracted and ran the other direction. Got my first electric guitar. Well, not my first, but my favorite and the only thing I'll probably play, a Gibson SG. And then started buying pedals. Okay. I figured out how to describe what I'm talking about. I've never been what I would consider myself a good guitar player. That's why when I finally realized that I can buy pedals and be more of a sound engineer and have fun, I immediately was like, oh, hell yeah.
Well, you know, all the EDM people hear what you're saying, too, because, you know, there's a lot of people that do amazing things with electronic dance music that are not musicians in the sense that you and I would think about it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know from scales and modes and all that stuff, but they can put music together because they've got equipment that'll help them do it. Now, you are quite the accomplished guitar player.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, you throw talent in with electronics and now you really got something. Now, Kim, you travel with them. I mean, every time I've ever seen you guys, you're with them. Mm-hmm. And you play as well, right? I mean,
I dabble.
You do tape manipulation. I know that because that's what we did when we all played together. Right. So what's your musical thing?
I wouldn't really say I do much more than dabble is the word I like to use.
That's what I am. I'm a dabbler.
I don't really know any of the technical stuff that I would like to know, but I'm the one between the two of us that's more into the idea of learning the technical parts of it.
She's always dragging out the manuals.
Well, right, but Cody is, I can help him tweak something every now and then at practice if he's not quite sure how to get to where he's trying to be. But he is so much more of a genius than me, I feel like, because he doesn't need to do that.
He's
he
intuitive.
Can listen and just feel it, and he'll get there eventually. Whereas I need to understand what I'm doing. If I'm changing something, I need to know why or how.
That's actually a good combination to have.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. You guys compliment
each
other really
well. She helps me out a lot.
Now, you know, I bought a piece of equipment just for you guys. I was showing it to Kim earlier. Because you had talked to me 2 years ago when you were here about wanting to learn modular synthesis a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought a Teenage Engineering Model 400 that is a pure modular. It's a, you know, it's a training device.
Well, let's get to tinkering there, Steve.
Well, okay, but that's, you got to be here to do it.
I think we
if we go two more years, I'm probably going to be dead by then, you know, if we wait till
so you're saying there's opening?
Yeah, so, you know, but I have that piece of equipment here that I actually bought with you guys in mind because you wanted to learn pure modular synthesis. When you do semi, and this is getting a little bit too technical for our listeners, but I'll do this real quick. Semi-modular synthesizers, you can play without putting a single patch in them. A true modular synthesizer, you have to patch every module to each module to get it to do things. And that's how I learned back in the 70s with Roger Hene on the original Moog Model 55, which is that big Keith Emerson-looking thing. It wouldn't make a sound unless you had a legitimate audio pass.
Sounds technical. I like it.
Yeah, and it's really fun. And you learn so much that when you use your regular synthesizer that you have, because you have a Moog Subfatty.
Yeah, I got the Subfat.
Yeah, you got the Subfatty. If you learn modular, you'll do even better on something like that because you'll know exactly what you want to do. But anyway, enough of a commercial for Dr. Steve's synthesizer school. Anybody else out there wants to learn, just, you know, send me an email. We're going to play some cuts off your new album. But first, this is a medical show. We have some medical questions here. Number one, Cole's getting ready to have a baby, and we got to talk about first baby stuff.
Yep.
He also
It's
a miracle that he's here at all because we'll talk about that. But he went through a thing that, you know, it was touch and go whether he would even be sitting here today. So there's that. But I really want to talk about Kim's thing because Kim the other day was barfing up blood. So let's talk about that because we want to talk about different kinds of GI bleeds and that kind of stuff. So tell me what happened.
Well, we were going to a zine fest in Greensboro.
Okay.
I woke up. I felt
great. What the hell is zine fest?
It's short for magazine. It's kind of your where people make their own.
Self-publishing your own magazines.
Right. They're smaller, and they're much smaller scale than a published magazine.
Really?
There's poetry, you know, drawing, collaging, stuff like that.
Okay, it sounds fascinating.
So, yeah. A bunch of art nerds get together and look at each other's work.
Okay, that's cool. So it's like an art festival for...
Right.
Yeah.
For people who do sequential art and that kind of stuff, maybe?
Right. It can be anything. Everyone's got their own different style. That's what makes it so fun. But it's just short. It's almost like a short story, but it's in a magazine style.
Okay.
And
you know, I was in a contest once where you had to do a whole story in less than a page. Are they doing stuff like that, too? Because I wrote a sequel to The Wizard of Oz in one page.
Yeah, that would be zine material.
Really?
Sky's the limit, but that sounds awesome.
To me, still, it's my favorite thing that I ever did. And I don't even know if I can find it anymore, but I could rewrite it.
Well, if you want to feature it.
But you don't know it's a sequel. It's a spoiler. You don't know it's a sequel to The Wizard of Oz until you get to the very last line.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Honestly, if you don't want to make a zine, I'd let you throw it in one of ours.
Shit, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Well, yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Also, remind me to send it to you.
Yeah, that sounds cool as shit.
Because it's got a cool twist because it's kind of engaging. And, you know, there are these things that are attacking the city. And there's one of the leaders of the city is made of organic material. And the other one is made of metal and, you know, stuff like that.
I like it already.
And then, I'll just tell you the whole story, and then the witches do this attack where it's finally going to be the end of all of them, and they're turning everybody into these green crystals, right? And then, you know, they say, where is the hammer coming from where's the hammer coming from the sky? Where is the wind and the mighty wind, you know? And then it says, where are you, Dorothy, when we need you the most? And that's the end of the thing. And, you know, it's just a one page
That sounds awesome.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, really I want to cool. see that. I
okay.
Like that.
All right.
Excited.
Cool. It's the only thing I've ever written that I actually thought was kind of cool.
I'm excited.
I'll just post it on my website, but you can have it.
No, I want to see it first.
But anyway, okay. So Zine Fest. So you're going
to
Zine
Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have ADD, so I get distracted.
Hey, us too. So we're used to it.
Okay.
And we're in this big van that was like probably some kind of church van before our friend Marty got it. It used to beep when he put it in reverse. And it was bouncing me around in the back seat. And we had partied all week pretty hard. So I was starting to feel a little nauseous. And I ended up getting sick on the way. And
okay.
I thought she was a little hungover.
I'm hungover. I just need to eat something, do a little hair of the dog, and I'll get through the day. We get there, and I just keep feeling worse and worse. Well, I try to go eat at this really nice restaurant bar they had in the same like area.
So you're nauseated, and you figured if I go eat, this will help.
Nauseated, sweaty, just felt terrible. I couldn't even eat the food, and
probably good.
After a couple of bites, you know, drank a glass of champagne, probably not the best choice. But I thought it would not be as, you know, bad tasting as something like a hoppy beer or something like that. So it went down easier.
Or just drink water. But
Well, I had been drinking water all day as well.
I had
been drinking water plenty already. Sure. So I was trying to do the hair of the dog with the champagne and have a little bite of food. Well, I couldn't eat the food, and the food was delicious. And Cody started to worry then. Well, I got sick again, and the second time I got sick was when I had a little bit of blood at the end of it. And it wasn't a violent, you know, vomiting. It wasn't something that I would think, you know, I would have torn my esophagus from.
Right. But it was bright red blood.
It was bright red blood at the very end.
Okay.
All just...
So I already know what it was.
It all came out together. Yeah.
But anyway. And as a matter of fact, when Cody texted me, I said, this is what I think it is.
Right.
But if I had heard the story that you just told me, because I'm getting frantic texts from your fiance,
right,
you know, I didn't quite get the whole story. But now it makes a lot more sense.
Right.
I feel a lot more confident. But anyway, go on.
And I'd had ulcer-like symptoms before where I had had this stomach attack, as I call it, where I just had really bad pain, heart palpitations, it felt like, sweating. I almost thought maybe I was having a heart attack from the amount of pain I had. So I'm not sure if I have an ulcer or if I just have stomach issues where I'm prone to gastritis or what it is.
Right.
So all my tests have come back normal. They thought for a minute.
So what tests did they do?
They ran a bunch of blood.
You went to
the
emergency room.
Yeah, we went to the emergency room down there.
I told Cody, he said she has a history of ulcers. If you have a bleeding ulcer, that's a medical emergency.
And I've never had an endoscopy to truly diagnose one. So it's all speculation.
It's speculation. So we can't, you always have to in medicine, you got to go for the thing that's going to kill you first, rule that out, and then you can treat all the simple stuff. So right. Anyway, so you went to the ER and
went
what'd
to
they
the
do?
ER. Great people down there in Greensboro at the ER. And ran a bunch of tests on me. The only thing that came back abnormal was my lipase was a little elevated, but not enough for a diagnosis of pancreatitis.
Okay, so lipase, let me get everybody who's listening. Amylase and lipase are enzymes that were primarily found. Now, amylase you can find in saliva and stuff like that. Lipase is specifically found in the pancreas. And when pancreatic tissue dies, it's released in those enzymes are released into the bloodstream, and you can detect them in the blood. Are you okay? Where are you going? You can talk. It's a radio show.
Yeah, I'm just pulling the a little bit.
So okay, that's fine.
She's getting a little warm. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm okay. I think you're getting a little warm.
Who's redder?
Hey, I get red.
Yeah, this studio is not well ventilated. Yeah. I apologize for that.
It feels fine. What are you talking about?
Don't worry. I won't vomit blood. Well,
I'll swap seats with anybody.
So they did a complete blood count to see. And so you do the complete blood count. If someone is acutely anemic in a situation like that, that's an emergency.
Major blood loss.
Because now they're losing a bunch of blood. And a lot of the blood sometimes will go down into the duodenum and into the colon where it will promptly turn black. Mm-hmm. And those people will have black, tarry stools, which you may not have had time to develop them yet.
Right.
If you get bright red blood from your ass that's caused from a stomach ulcer, that's a sign of exsanguination. That person, if it doesn't have time to turn black, it's bad. Mm-hmm. So, although having said that, most bright red blood that comes from the ass is totally benign, but bright red blood that's coming from a bleeding ulcer that's coming out of the rectum that's an emergency. So anyway, they do all this, they rule all that out,
right?
They give you some stuff for pukey, and you stop puking,
and they gave me something to drink that kind of numbed my digestive tract on the upper.
It's called a GI cocktail. It's got Mylanta and lidocaine in it.
Yeah. Yep. And gave me a prescription for a PPI.
Yes.
And
Dr. Scott would say,
but
right. For something
well,
like this.
I already know.
You don't want to take PPIs unless you have to, but you have to. Right,
we were actually listening to your show when you talked about PPIs on the way to one of Cody's events he was going to. So, so I hate taking them, but have to in this situation, obviously.
And you can maybe transition to something else later, but they did the right thing. You
PPI
got
in the
PPI
morning.
For that right now is the right drug.
PPI in the morning, Zantac at night.
Okay.
Antispasmodic, Bentyl,
Cyclobenzaprine. It's a. It's just a
smooth muscle relaxer. Yeah, very good. Trying to think of it.
Very good. I'm going to give you one.
Give yourself a bill.
All right. Very good.
And then sent me on my way. So went back to my general practitioner, had her run a little bit more tests because throughout the week afterwards, I felt really weak. Yeah. I tried to go into work, felt really weak. The more I moved around, lightheaded.
Yeah.
So I stayed home that week and rested. I was still having stomach spasms and it was kind of hurting.
Yeah.
And went to her because I actually had a fever one day, which kind of scared me a little bit. Went to her last Friday, had some blood tests ran, got him back this Monday. Everything came back
fine. Still okay. So you didn't have hepatitis A because that could be the other thing that could cause nausea for a long period of time.
Right. We've ruled out most liver and pancreatic issues, stuff like that. So it's either Mallory Weiss syndrome or an ulcer.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a minute. So a Mallory Weiss tear, which almost certainly was what this was, is a tear in the lower esophageal area. And it when you retch, it just yanks it so hard that you just get a little tear and you get a little bit of blood. And that's why you saw what we call terminal hematemesis or blood at the very end of the puking.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'd like to.
You can just jump in.
Yeah. So I've had the same thing as well.
Okay.
Now, the one thing to worry about is, you know, after that happens, are you seeing coffee grounds like afterwards?
Right.
That's when there should be something.
So coffee ground emesis is when you have blood in your stomach and then you puke it up, and it's on the process of turning black to mm-hmm. turn into melena, which is the black tarry stools.
Right.
But it actually comes out of your mouth, so it looks like coffee grounds.
Right.
But you never had that.
I never had that. Yeah. No.
So, all right, so you're good.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're fine.
So you should actually be fine.
You're still living.
Those are considered relatively benign. They can happen almost anytime somebody retches. And they heal up usually with no complications. Now, if you have symptoms, what most people do is put you on this stuff for 6 weeks mm-hmm. and then see what happens. If you're still having symptoms, you got to get scoped.
Okay.
And the reason you got to get scoped is you got to rule out an actual ulcer. Gastritis, reflux, no big deal. We can treat that. But you want to make sure that you don't truly have an ulcer.
Right.
And ulcers can be caused by a bacterium called Helicobacter pylori. And did they test you for that already?
No, I thought you had to do a stool sample for that.
No, they can do it a couple of ways. They can do a breath test.
Okay.
But the gastroenterologists like to go down into with the endoscope and get samples of fluid right from there.
Okay.
And then they'll test you for that. And we treat that a little differently. PPIs will kind of shut it down, but if you want to eradicate it, you got to take two different antibiotics. So.
Okay.
And then, when I was training in the 80s, the idea that there was a bacterium that could live in the stomach in that environment and cause ulcers, they would just laugh at that. Of course, when I went to medical school, they laughed at the idea that a virus could cause AIDS, too. Because
right.
we didn't have HIV then. We just had people with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, there's no virus can do that. And it's like, well, okay, that just goes to show you how, things that are counterintuitive can actually be true. So, and the bacterium causing ulcers is counterintuitive,
right.
So, but anyway, well, I'm glad you're better. And
yes.
It sounds like they're doing all the right things. I like it. I will be. I will have an issue with them if they don't send you for endoscopy.
I've already got an appointment with my gastrologist.
Okay. All right. So when we're off the air, I want to make sure it's a gastroenterologist I approve of.
I think you will.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
So you already know her?
Yes, I've seen her before.
Okay. Yes. And if it's a her, I know it's got to be one of two people, and they're both excellent. So,
okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Small world.
Yep. Yep. Cool.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, good. Let's get to Cole. You're getting ready to have a baby, and this is your first.
This is
my
You're first.
Shitting your pants.
Absolutely.
So all you got to do, I just want to throw this out there, is go to drsteve.com, and on the upper right-hand corner, it says one-page baby manual. Click on that, and it's a one-page manual that will take you from birth to year one. It tells you every damn thing you need to know. And there's this book called The Happiest Baby on the Block. And it's about 240 pages. And I distilled it down to one paragraph because it's all fluff. except for this one core concept. And it's like, I don't have to read why this works or why swaddling makes the baby think that they're still in the womb and all this stuff. You just need to know that it works. So there's one. You can still buy the book. I don't want to, you know, screw this guy's business, but just read that one paragraph. That's the whole book. Yeah, you can open them. It's a very informal show.
There we go.
I didn't want to interrupt your monologue.
No. You guys are rock stars. Everybody knows that rock stars drink beer.
I cracked mine in the mic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, please do.
It's probably why I was puking blood.
The other thing, though, is right is Cody, or not Cody, Cole really shouldn't be sitting here. So let's talk briefly about that, and then we got to get back to playing some music. But you were an addict.
Absolutely, yes.
So what was your drug of choice?
That would have been Oxycontin.
Okay, so you're sure you're okay. They've given you a beer since you've been here. You're
That's fine
with that. Okay.
One beer, two beer.
So you're cool with alcohol.
I'm fine with that.
Tell us how you got hooked on Oxycontin.
Well, that's a long road.
Well, okay, give us the Reader's Digest version.
All right, here
but
we
was
go.
It
Ready?
Did you start like so many people with a legit script?
Nope.
No, you did not. Okay.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I went from the backwoods script of it.
Okay.
So I was back in the mountain side of it. And
well, what a surprise. You don't sound like you're from the mountains. Okay. All right. So tell us what happened. Somebody went, "Now try this."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guess what? Every time somebody said, "Try this," guess what? It got bigger.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. So, yes, every time I tried it.
So these are your quote-unquote friends.
Absolutely. And it just got
Were you snorting it or just taking the pills or mainlining it? Tell me. give us the progression.
Snorting at first and then it ended up being I was freebasing Oxycontin.
Freebasing? So, now, you weren't freebasing.
Yeah, I was. You were taking off.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
The actual coating off the Oxycontin.
Okay.
This is back before.
Before they changed the formulation.
They changed over the formulation.
Okay. So this actually isn't. Okay, so freebasing is a specific thing. What you were doing is you were using an organic solvent to peel off the coating and the wax so that you could get to the real stuff inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now freebasing, you're actually, with cocaine, when you freebase, you're changing the chemical structure to make crack, basically, is what you're doing. So, yeah.
Science.
So you were putting it in a soluble thing, and then you were smoking it?
Oh, yeah. I just ran down a piece of aluminum foil with the tube, and that's what I was doing. And it ruined my life.
Yeah, really? Yeah, so how long did it take you before you realized, oh, shit, I've got a problem?
It took me about 3.5 years to really get the implement that I, you know, like, oh, shit, I am stuck in this. I cannot do anything without this.
Right. And see, addicts become so self-centered because they have to. All they can think about is their next, you know, when am I going to get it? When I got to get it. And that's when they start, stealing their grandmother's jewelry and stuff like that. And they're not evil people. They do evil acts because the drug is really driving them to that.
And people do not understand that.
So we only got 17 minutes, and I've got to play this song. So I may want to have you back and talk about this more. Let's just go to the end of it. You're at the bottom. And for people who are listening, because we have listeners who are addicted, what finally stimulated you to quit, and how did you do it?
So my family knew I needed to get help.
Yeah.
They locked me up. By that, they, you know, called the law saying, hey, I'm not supposed to be in this location. They locked me up. The state of Tennessee picked it up, and I went to a year-long rehab.
Wow.
Out of Richmond, Virginia. And I will recommend this place to anybody anywhere that needs help.
Do you have to pay for it?
No.
Wow.
Absolutely free.
Richmond's a really awesome place.
Yeah.
I love Richmond.
So I believe it.
It is. It's out of Beaver Dam, Virginia, called New Life for Youth. I will represent that place till the day I die.
So who paid for this?
Nobody. This is...
Well, somebody paid for it. But, I mean, the federal government paid for it?
No.
It's by donations?
It is a nonprofit
501c3.
Super cool.
Wow.
So
we need more of that. This is the big problem is we, you know, they're attacking physicians and chronic pain patients and you know, we're writing half of the scripts that we were, and now the chronic pain patients are feeling but the number of opioid overdoses is going up geometrically. So we're not doing anything about the demand, and we're not doing anything about the treatment, but there are some things out there. So how do people find out about this stuff?
Well, that's the thing. They don't find out until they get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way they find out. I'm afraid that I don't take a Tylenol. I don't take anything right now.
Ron Bennington.
Yeah,
Ron wouldn't.
I do not.
He had appendicitis. Wouldn't take pain medication because he said, "I can't do that."
Yeah,
I'm not going down that way.
Not, you know, touching anything. It was such a big thing for me that I saw that this place. Okay, so there is another place like it, but they're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
They don't
totally supported by donation.
Yes.
We all need to donate to these places.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. Like if you,
I want the name, and we'll
I'll
plug
set you up.
We'll plug it next show, and I want people to donate to that because I'll donate to it. Hell, I'll give them $1,000.
I
just because they helped my buddy Cole get out of there. Now, we will talk about this more at length. What are you doing now? Now you got a wife, you got a kid coming. You're clean for how long now?
That's been almost 8 years now.
Wow. 8 years?
Yeah.
Did you say? Holy shit. Damn.
Give yourself a bill.
That's awesome, man. Good. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're gainfully employed. What do you do?
Right now, nothing because I left my job to come back here.
Okay. What were you doing?
I run restaurants.
Okay.
Overseas restaurant management.
Cody, you got any openings for him over where you work?
It's possible.
Actually, I can get you in some places down in Gatlinburg.
Oh, cool.
You don't know the guy that owns the Outback in Sir Goinsville, do you?
Possibly. I can get in touch with him. Why?
No, I know him. I mean, I know him. He's a listener to this show. A really nice guy.
I used to work for...
his name's Andrew, and he's a great guy. Well, anyway, that's good. Thank God, man. I'm glad that you're sitting here. I'm glad we had you in today. We just met at the Rich Voss thing, which you guys didn't come to, Thursday the 1st.
I got stuck at work.
It's too bad you missed a great show. But
yeah, we were.
We wanted to be there.
I work at Longhorn as well as a server at night. So
She was out that week. I had to go make extra money.
Oh, was that when I was out?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got it.
I was at home in bed.
Okay. But you missed a great show. But that's where I met Cole, and
he just said, can
I come in? But anyway, well, that's awesome, man. So if you're addicted, just get help. Help is out there. And if you can't find any, email me. Email me. I'll give you my real email address, drsteve202@gmail.com or weirdmedicine@riotcast.com. And we'll see what we can do if we can find something for you in your area. Anyway, we have 13 minutes. I wanted to play the title track off your new album. Since we're going from Cole's something actually serious that we should be talking about to something just as serious, which is making you guys famous finally.
Don't worry, I'm over here wrapping his hand.
But you won't get famous from this show, but I do want... I'm going to play the whole track. It's 7 minutes long. Do you want to... Can you guys do that later? Do you have to do that now? I'm trying to plug your fucking album, dude.
Plug it then.
Well, okay, so tell us...
I'm just wrapping this
up. Tell us the story behind Satan's Texas Vacation.
Satan's Texas Vacation was... we were... Oh, Lord, I wish I had the rest of the band here to describe the story. I'm the last person.
Again, give us the Reader's Digest.
The Reader's Digest is, it was time for a new album. We had, as most of our songs come about, we had made a riff, and we originally labeled it Satan's Meat. Or Satan Meat, actually.
Satan Meat.
Satan Meat.
That's
was
different.
Its original plug.
It all started with a riff on Cody's Fatty.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, actually. Awesome.
And is that the opening riff on here?
Yeah, it was Taylor and me, Taylor on the drums.
Taylor's by the way, you guys have the most incredible rhythm section. The drummer and the bassist allow you two, or the three of you maniacs, to just noodle around and do stuff because they're so solid.
It's a perfect formula.
So you got Taylor Cogdell and Quentin. I don't remember his last
Quentin
name.
Quentin Garrett.
Quentin Garrett on
also
drums and bass.
Q.
We call him Le Q.
Le Q.
All right. Well, anyway, let's play this track. This is Satan's Texas Vacation. We'll see you in 7 minutes at the other end of this. Maybe we'll answer another medical question or something.
Scan it.
Uh-oh.
Two hours out, silent.
Holy crap, dude.
You like that there, Steve?
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Now, thanks, people guys. Can hear you guys on Spotify.
Yep, we're on Spotify, YouTube.
And there's like three different Indie Ghosts. So
Facebook, Instagram.
I don't know how you. I know on Twitter you guys are Indie Ghost Band. INDIGHOST.
I believe.
But then on Spotify, you just go Indie Ghost, and there's two or three of them, but it's the one that's the band.
Yeah.
The other ones are like individual people.
There's one hardcore band out of, I think, towards
England or something.
Something, but they have like it's got an X for the O.
Yeah, I saw that one. They Instagram. Changed their name because of you guys, right?
Instagram is the Indighost, all one word.
Okay.
And then the other one I think's out of Australia.
Oh, is it Australia?
And they're a DJ.
Yeah, you're right. It's a single dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's real privilege to have you guys here. I'd love to. This is my dream eventually. And we got to do this before you guys get so big that you won't hang out with me anymore.
Steve, we're hanging out.
Whatever. Okay, you say that now.
Whatever.
I would love to get the band in here and do an acoustic, like a unplugged.
Okay.
Just try it. Have you ever done it?
No, we're
scared. There you go. Then we need to do it.
We're scared.
Then we'll just do it for the radio show.
We'll do it.
You know? And I can set up out there. Mm-hmm. I can set up a little in the waiting room. That's what we used to call it when we'd have an audience out there. And because, you know, we're so clever. Medically themed show. You get it. Boo. Yeah. Anyway, it sucks. But we could set it up out there, and you guys could do an acoustic set.
I'm hit. I'm sure.
And then we'll get
sure
Kim doing some tape manipulation. We'll just blow people's minds.
It'd be fun. Let's do it.
I think it would be fun.
They are awesome when they just jam.
Yes.
We love it. It's just how the songs get written, my man.
Indie Ghost is... okay, so for people who are just tuning in, check them out on Spotify. They're the best independent band out there that has not been discovered yet. This is a shitty business, isn't it? We got 2 minutes left. We need to talk about how the business is, because you have so many talented people that... like Dave Ray Cecil, we got his poster up there. We've had him on this show. If you've listened to my podcast, you've heard him. He's a singer-songwriter, as good as any singer-songwriter out there, better than most of them, and yet, you know, he's still playing gigs and restaurants and stuff like that. You guys really are one of the most inventive, clever, you know, excellent musicians doing unique music, and yet, you know, you're still having to ride around in Taylor's Jeep. It bothers me. I want you guys to be famous, you know?
We want to be famous.
I know you do.
But we like playing music. We're going to do it regardless.
That's why eventually you may yet make it, because Dave Ray Cecil says the same thing. He says, I would love to be able to provide more for my family and make more money at this, but at the end of the day, I'm a musician and I have to play music.
I've never played music with four better people, and we're going to keep on keeping on.
There you go. Till they kick you out.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm still going to play music if that happens.
Thanks for coming. I really appreciate you guys. Cole, thanks for telling us your story. Thanks to everyone at Riotcast. We can't forget Rob Sprance, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Lewis Johnson, Paul Ofcharsky, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, and Fizz Watley, whose early support of this show has never gone unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel. SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners, whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.